Hey everybody, welcome to 787 Daily, our week in review, for the week ending August 23rd. I'm Marisol.
And I'm Diego. And Marisol, I gotta say, the big story running through this whole week for me is water.
Right. The daily water watch updates on Caraíso. And honestly, if you've been half listening to the news this week, you've probably heard that name more than your own families.
Caraíso, Caraíso, Caraíso. Okay, so walk me through it, because I saw a few different numbers pop up, and I want to make sure I'm tracking this right.
So, we start the week with Caraíso falling 6 centimeters down to 37.14 meters. That puts it into what they're calling the ajustes band, basically an adjustment zone, and it's about 0.14 meters above what they call the control line.
And at that point, they were saying, what, a little over 2 days at the current pace before hitting that control line?
Exactly, roughly 2.3 days, which sounds like a countdown clock, honestly.
It does. It's giving suspense movie energy. 2.3 days. But then a couple days later, we get another update, and the number's different again.
Right. Next, we hear Caraíso's at 37.20 meters, still in the ajustes band, now 0.20 meters above the control line.
Wait, so it went up? I thought it fell.
It fell centimeters to get there, but remember, the level itself, 3720, is actually higher than 3714. So the reservoir is still dropping day to day. It's just that the reporting is catching it at different points.
Okay, that makes sense. And the buffer above the control line grew to about 3.3 days at that pace.
Right. So a little more room to breathe than the 2.3 day scare from earlier in the week.
Small mercies. Okay, keep going, because I know it doesn't stop there.
It doesn't. Next update, Caraíso at 37.26 meters fell 4 centimeters that time, still ajustes band, now 0.26 above control. And that translates to about 6.5 days at the current pace.
So, the drop is actually slowing down a little. 6 centimeters, then 4 centimeters.
Right. And the last one in our roundup has it falling just 2 centimeters, down to 37.30 meters, 0.30 above the control line. And now about 15 days at the current pace.
15 days. Okay, so if you zoom out across the whole week, the daily drop shrank each time, 6, 6, 4, 2 centimeters. And the runway before hitting that control line kept getting longer. 2 days, then 3 days, then 6.5, then 15.
That's the trend, yeah. Whether that holds is obviously the thing everybody watching this is going to keep an eye on.
It's such a specific kind of tension, right? Watching a number in meters like it's a ballgame score. But I get why folks care. This is drinking water we're talking about.
Exactly. That's why we keep tracking it daily. All right, switching gears completely. From reservoirs to, of all things, social media.
Oh, I saw this one. Meta.
Meta is going to pay Puerto Rico $124.7 million as part of a settlement over social media harm.
$124.7 million. That is not a small number.
It is not. Puerto Rico will receive that amount from the settlement.
Do we know yet where that money's supposed to land? Like what it's earmarked for?
That's the kind of detail that's still coming into focus, honestly. And it's exactly the kind of thing worth reading the full story for.
Fair enough. I mean, on one hand, you've got the very analog, very physical story of watching a reservoir drop centimeter by centimeter. And on the other hand, you've got this massive settlement tied to something as intangible as social media harm. Kind of a wild split-screen week.
It really is. Old world infrastructure concerns right next to very 21st century legal fights.
And both of them affecting people here in real ways, just very different timelines. The water thing is a day-by-day countdown, and the meta settlement is more of a, okay, now what moment.
Exactly. So that's our week. Caraíso creeping through the ajustes band centimeter by centimeter, and a $100+ million settlement landing in Puerto Rico's lap, courtesy of Meta.
Two very different kinds of numbers to keep track of.
If you want the full detail on any of these, the day-by-day water levels, the settlement specifics, all of it, head to 787daily.com.
We'll see you next week for another round.
Take care, everybody.